This episode of the Real Marriage Podcast was sponsored by MediShare. We are excited to team up with MediShare. They are leaders in Christian healthcare sharing. And personally, we got a lot of friends who use it and love it. Health insurance prices keep going up year after year, and it can put some real financial pressure and stress on your marriage. 66%, or fully two-thirds of Americans across all income levels, say that health insurance is a significant financial stressor. This is where MediShare comes in. MediShare is an affordable Christian alternative to health insurance that could save your family hundreds of dollars every single month. The typical family saves $500 or more per month when switching from traditional insurance. As a side note, MediShare has been providing an innovative healthcare solution to Christians for almost 30 years. With MediShare, members share in each other's medical bills and even pray for one another. Plus, every member has unlimited access to free telehealth and free virtual counseling sessions. Start saving hundreds of dollars per month. Go right now to MediShare.com/real. That's MediShare, MediShare.com/real. It literally takes 2 minutes to see how much you can save, and you could switch at any time during the year. Again, that's MediShare.com/real. I think that's the problem in our culture. We look at age, and maturity is harder to gauge than age. Mm-hmm. You know, and so... And so in that setting a time, you know, you're not ready to get married until you're this age. Again, maturity is very different than age. And do you think that if it's a couple that does love the Lord, will not be living and sleeping together, probably going to get married younger as a general rule?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. It makes sense because, yeah, I'm not trying to wait 10 more years. Just going to be honest. And I've made that very clear to Chloe. Yeah.
All right, this is it, kids. The last episode for the One Flesh season of Real Marriage Podcast. This is a special one. It was recorded at the Trinity Church in Scottsdale, Arizona, where we pastor together in front of a live studio audience. And this was an impromptu question, and it was from a couple. One of them is 20 and one is 25, and they're getting ready to get married, but some people told them, you're too young to get married. And the question is, how young is too young to get married? Where is that line, or when is that time? And if you are young, this could be really helpful to you. And if you are a parent, this is a really good question to get your mind around. So there's a real special bonus at the end. I pulled up our oldest son, Zach, and his fiance. They are young. They are engaged to be married, and they answer the question just before their wedding. And you'll meet them in just a moment.
People say I'm too young to get married. I'm 20, my boyfriend is 25, and we both feel ready. Opinions.
I'm gonna bring up our son. All right, you scoot over, here's what we're gonna do. This is where you're really glad you're not one of our kids. I'll give you guys mommy's mic. So introduce yourself.
I'm Zach, I'm the eldest son of the Driscoll family.
And how old are you, buddy?
I'm 21.
21, and...
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah. I'm Chloe, and I'm his fiance.
How old are you, sweetheart?
I'm 20.
20 and 21. How long have you guys known each other?
Since middle school. I was in 8th grade. You were in 7th grade when we met. So 7 years.
7 years. And how many days? I'll ask Chloe, because I know Chloe knows the days.
Hey, I know, too.
Hey. That's good,
bro. I got this.
How many days until the wedding?
23. Let's confirm.
Yes, that is right.
Okay. 23 days. And so you kids have known each other 7 years. You're 21 and 20. This question, one of them is 25, one of them is 20, and they're saying, we feel like it's time to get married. Some people disagree. What would your advice be as a man who is just basically 3 weeks away from marrying?
Yeah, well, I would say... the most important thing is, when is God's timing? Because you can feel ready, but where, first of all, I'd say, where are you at spiritually? We've both been Christians for a long time, and we personally have prayer and Bible reading, and we're consistent in that, and we're not perfect, but we consider each other and consider the Lord, and then praying, worshiping, talking together about what God's will is for your relationship and your marriage, that's a big deal. And then secondly, I would say wise counsel. Like if all the pastors told us that we weren't ready to get married and that we had problems that we had to work out before we were engaged or married, then we would take that seriously.
You talk about Bible reading, prayer, keeping the emotional, spiritual kind of at the center. Practically, what does that look like for you guys as an example for young couples?
Yeah, so what was it, a year and a half ago probably, we started reading the Bible regularly together, and we've read through the whole New Testament. We're finishing it up, and it's changed our hunger for the Bible personally. I know that I wake up and I want to read the Bible, and that's not regular for most people. And you've pushed me to be a better man and have a better faith because of that. And leading into marriage, I think we'll have more time together. No secret there.
If you do it right, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so having more time together to pray and read the Bible, I think, will be helpful for our relationship. And praying together, it opens you up. I don't know if you want me to share this, but it opens you up to talk to
Sorry,
me.
Sorry, Chloe, it's genetic.
It's too late now. I wonder where I got that from. I wonder. Yeah. But prayer opens you up to talk to me about things throughout the day that you probably wouldn't mention. And so you get more insight, and it brings God into the conversation instead of just me.
Mm-hmm. So Chloe, any advice for young men that want to court, marry, pursue a woman that would be helpful for the guys to, you know, just sort of spiritually, emotionally be safe for her?
Well, I think that the way you did it was really respectful. You went to my dad, and you were in eighth grade, so that would be very intimidating. So just being respectful through the process, and you really brought God into the equation. If there wasn't, we wouldn't be where we are today. And so that is a really big part, having God in the center of it and talking to me about reading my Bible and praying with me, because if we're not growing closer to God, then there's so much room for sin and the enemy. So I think that's really an important part. Yeah.
Do you guys think there's a difference between age and maturity?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a big difference. We talked about this the last week, that we're blessed because of people around us and what God's done in our life to be in a life stage that a lot of people aren't in. And I see some people who are 30, 40 years old who don't have the experience and maturity that we've been blessed with. And then we see people who are our age and we're like, wow, we can learn from them. And God is using them to teach us and lead us. And age is important, but it's not the end all be all. You can be 30 and immature, or you can be 20 and godly.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the problem in our culture. We look at age, and maturity is harder to gauge than age, mm-hmm. You know? And so in that setting a time, you know, you're not ready to get married until you're this age. Again, maturity is very different than age. And do you think that if it's a couple that does love the Lord, will not be living and sleeping together, probably going to get married younger as a general rule?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. It makes sense. Cause yeah, I'm not trying to wait 10 more years. Just going to be honest. And I've made that very clear to Chloe.
Yeah. Well, do you guys want to hold hands, practice some non-sexual touch, and close
hey,
our
we've
time
We've had seven
prayer.
Years, so we're
you've
pretty
gone,
good at it.
You've gone 7 years. Pretty good at it. Sorry, Chloe. Son, I am proud of you. I love you. You are a great man, and I am very honored to be your dad. We're
Thank
honored
you.
To be your parents.
Love you guys.
Love you guys. Yeah.
Well, Lord, we thank you for this time. I'll be the first to say I don't know much about marriage, but we are sure thankful that you've given us the awesome tool of marriage, and that it's better to be together. It's better to be in your will, Lord, and follow your plan for our lives and our marriages. I pray for every marriage in this room, that they would all leave tonight with something to take away to build and work on their marriage and to ultimately grow closer to you, Lord, and closer to each other. I just thank you for my mom and dad, who are just amazing parents, but also great leaders of this church, and just of the valley and the world beyond that. Thank you that you've blessed their ministry because they stayed faithful to each other and have loved you, Lord, first and each other second. And pray that we take that as an example and go out of here tonight closer together and closer to you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Pastor Mark here saying thanks for joining us for the Real Marriage Podcast. We sure hope you enjoyed today's episode. Go ahead, if you've not already, and subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen. If you enjoyed it, feel free to leave a 5-star review. If you'd like to let us know how this ministry is serving you or just find out more, go ahead and visit exomarriage.com/realmarriage. Or hey, if you want a free mountain of Bible teaching from my wife and myself and our daughter Ashley, head on over to realfaith.com. All right, Pastor Mark Driscoll here with my best friend and wife, Grace. We, last October, took a special trip to
Montana.
Why did we go there, best friend?
Because it was our anniversary.
And when we were at that time together, you wanted to make sure that we really focused on our marriage, that we invested in our future, and we heard from God. And so you brought a special resource, and you were very determined that I was going to watch all the videos and fill in the blanks, maybe tell our friends what that was.
It was the Vision Retreat by Pastor Jimmy Evans, and we went through day by day while we were gone, and it was very helpful.
And so we just want to thank our pastor, Jimmy Evans, for this tremendous resource. And honestly, it's something that you should do at least once a year. And if you're an engaged couple, it's a great thing to do in the premarital process. It's trying to envision what your future looks like so that you can have God's vision rather than division for your marriage and family. And what we would encourage you to do is go to visionretreat.com. That's visionretreat.com. Grab the resource for yourself and do it. It was a great, great, great blessing to us. And we want the same for you.